Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Victims of traumatic brain injury usually experience some of the same traditional symptoms. But as Raj Murray, associate professor of Duke University's Brain Imaging and Analysis Center, posits, there may be significant after effects even when a patient does not display the normal indicators of TBI.
In the military, where exposure to blasts is commonplace, traumatic brain injury, or TBI, is diagnosed by the presence of symptoms such as loss of consciousness, feeling dazed and confused, or amnesia. It is widely accepted that damage to the brain's white matter occurs in TBI through evidence from a type of MRI called diffusion tensor imaging. But is there a reason to be concerned about white matter damage after blast exposure when no symptoms are experienced? Similar to sports injuries, people near an explosion assume if they don't have clear symptoms, like losing consciousness or seeing stars, that they haven't had injury to the brain. In a new study, we evaluated 45 U.S. veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. They were split into three groups: veterans with a history of blast exposure with symptoms of TBI, veterans with history of blast exposure without symptoms of TBI, and veterans without blast exposure. To measure injury to the brain, we use diffusion tensor imaging that can detect injury to the brain's white matter, which is the connective wiring that links brain areas. Both groups of veterans who were near explosions, regardless of whether they had TBI symptoms, showed a significant amount of injury compared to the veterans not exposed to blast. The injury was widespread rather than isolated to one brain area, and each individual had a different pattern of injury. We also found a relationship between the amount of white matter injury and reaction time and the ability to switch between mental tasks. In the future, if our results are confirmed in much larger studies, clinicians should take into consideration a veteran's exposure to blast forces, even among those veterans who had no symptoms of TBI. Brain imaging could potentially augment the existing approaches clinicians use to evaluate brain injury by looking below the surface for TBI pathology.
That was Raj Murray of Duke University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.